last night. So I just happen to have a brand new tape here that I'm going to use this morning. I don't know whether any of you are at all interested in this blabbering that I've been doing for the last, what, 6 or 8 hours on these tapes. But after all the children were gone and your mother and I were together and health was fairly good to where we could do some traveling and do the things that we wanted to do, I began to think about building apartments over at 930. And 942 D Avenue and 938 D Avenue. That was 75-foot frontage. Well, turned out it was so expensive to build them, and I would have to borrow money, and what I had really thought about building would, I'd have to borrow over $1 million, and I didn't want to borrow $1 million, be in debt for that much, so I decided maybe a thing to do was to sell them. And so that's what we did. We worked out a property exchange. Somebody bought it, and the money went into escrow, and then we had a certain length of time to purchase another piece of property, and the money came out of escrow and went right to them and called I'm sure it's called a property exchange. Well, through Jim Darnell, he told me about Ross Province in El Cajon, and I went out and talked to him and found that five unit on Magnolia, and got a deal on that and got it underway. And then Ross found a place, Pepper Valley Lane, and that was an 8 unit. And because we had so much money down, the people were willing to go along with us and receive that big down payment. Well, I guess they got paid off. It was what I had to pay off monthly that got to us. Oh, this Saturday morning, I was going to go out for breakfast this morning, and it was really foggy, and my back hurt, and it hurts real bad right now. I'm trying to do some of my laundry, trying to finish up my laundry. Did all my undies the other day, and I just got the pants out of the dryer and hung them up, and the shirts are in the dryer right now, and I only have to let them dry for a while, and before they're completely dry, I have to take them out and hang them up on the hangers. These. Oh, anyway, where was I? I was telling you about buying the property, and extra payments on each piece of property, and try to cut down on some of the interest. Over the years, it made a big difference. Well, I, for three reasons, I started what I thought would be a good thing, this partnership. And of course, it just shows how dumb I am, because everybody was not happy with it, and I guess it made a hardship for some of them. But I wanted to start the partnership for one reason, so that the children would own this property, and then when it came time for them to sell it, well, they would already own it and would not have to pay a great amount of inheritance tax. That was one reason. Another reason was my income tax on the income from all that would be pretty high, so I guess giving it to the children deferred some of that income tax for me. And the one that I never did really tell anybody was I was hoping that the children could get something out of this, and that they would not have all the hardships that I had when I was growing up, especially after my father passed away and I was supporting my mother and my sister. Well, I guess eventually it all worked out, but as I said, some weren't happy with the partnership, and it might have been a real hardship for them, and shows that I'm not too smart about some of these things. Anyway, your mother and I had control of the money, and we were able to do the things that we wanted to do, which was what it was all about.